Certified nurse midwives deliver about 1 of 10 babies in the U.S., a small percentage, but a large increase over the last 3 decades. Still, many midwife practices across the country are in trouble. Clinics in New York City, Chicago, and Austin, Texas have closed or will shut their doors soon due to rising costs and flat revenues. From member station WNYC, Fred Mogul reports.
Uta Knoblein smiles as she watches a videotape of her giving birth to her older son, Nolan, 2 years ago. On the screen, she squats in a tub in a dimly lit room, holding a rail behind her and pushing, while a recording of Gil Evans plays in the background. Knoblein's second son, Arden, was born this summer at the same place as his older brother, the Elizabeth Seton Childbirth Center in Manhattan's West Village. Knoblein is certainly happy about having delivered both her sons there, but she wishes little Arden didn't have the historic distinction of being the last one born before the high-profile natural birthing center went out of business.
It was kind of a sad and a happy eye at the end. One side happy about Arden and sad about the place. It was kind of melancholic, I guess.
The Seton Center was founded in 1975 and was one of the country's first independent birth centers. Born from the burgeoning women's movement, it relied on nurse midwives and not physicians, though doctors were available off-site for emergencies. But this summer, the clinic lost its malpractice insurance. New coverage was prohibitively expensive.
We were paying approximately $400,000. That added up to about $48 million worth of coverage.
Esme Howard was a midwife at the Seton Center.
The new bids were over $1 million for a maximum of about $3 million combined coverage.
Rising malpractice costs are still lower for midwives than doctors, and the rate of being sued is lower. But Deanne Williams of the American College of Nurse Midwives says midwives are more economically vulnerable than their physician counterparts because their profit margin is generally thinner. Midwives spend much more time per patient than obstetricians and gynecologists and receive much lower reimbursement rates from insurance companies and government agencies.
We have centers struggling to say, how can we cover these premiums and still provide the care that we want to provide? We are hearing this not just for birth centers, but as many of our members who are in practice in hospitals as well.
Insurance companies defend the premiums. They say they're just protecting themselves and their customers from large jury awards in lawsuits. P.J. Crowley of the Insurance Information Institute says underwriters need to plan for the worst-case scenario.
Even if a lawsuit is dismissed, it costs an insurance company money to defend, and the insurance company has to write insurance based on the risk, not necessarily the outcome, because any medical malpractice procedure gone wrong can result in a million-dollar verdict against the company.
Attorneys and consumer advocates say the number of lawsuits and the average payouts have remained relatively consistent. They point to a recent study by the U.S. General Accounting Office which said that rising malpractice premiums have had only a limited effect on patients' ability to get health care. Yet Deanne Williams says the effect is being felt nationwide. In Austin, Texas, the only 2 hospital-based midwife practices were shut down last year. Mary Barnett worked at one of them and has been unemployed since December.
Women have fewer options. A lot of women, their health insurance will not pay for a birth outside of a hospital. They cannot afford to pay out of pocket for birth out of a hospital. They want midwifery care, and that's not an option that's available to them in Austin at this time.
Many midwives are retooling, with some leaving midwifery for other types of nursing. In Austin, Mary Barnett plans to open a home birthing practice, but isn't sure what she'll do about liability insurance. Back in New York, Esme Howard doesn't know what she wants to do next. She jokes that if the stock market keeps turning around and malpractice premiums don't, she might leave behind the groaning of childbirth for calls of buy and sell as an investment manager. For NPR News, I'm Fred Mogul in New York.